This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news, the Browns are leaving downtown Cleveland. They will go to Brook Park. I want to let you know this segment is brought to you by our friends at QC Kinetics, the leader in regenerative medicine in pain. Give QC Kinetics a call at 216-770-5488. There has been one guy who has been all over this story, and make sure you head over to 923thefan.com to get more. He is Daryl Ryder, and there he is. My friend Daryl, they are moving to Brook Park. It's official. Or is it official?
Yes. It will be official this afternoon. The city of Cleveland, in fact, is expected to make an announcement at City Hall this afternoon confirming reporting. Multiple sources tell me that the Browns, following their seven-year stadium search, have decided to forego the $1.2 billion renovation of the current stadium on the lakefront. They will move to Brook Park and build a new dome and development with the hopes that it will be open for kickoff in 2029.
All right, if you've been listening to It's Always Game Day in Cleveland or listening to Daryl the podcast, or if you've been listening to Daryl, I don't know, it's been more than a year now, I think, this should not take anyone as a surprise, right?
Yeah, it should not. This is, momentum really began starting in February this year when we reported that the Browns had acquired a purchase option agreement for 176 acres of land in Brook Park, bordering Snow and Angle Roads. That is a stone's throw over the railroad tracks from Cleveland Hopkins International Airport. That is where this project will be built. Cost estimate, $2.4 billion for the dome, an additional $1 to $1.4 billion in private financing to build the adjacent development. The Browns really like the site from an infrastructure standpoint. Sources tell me the infrastructure cost estimate came in at around $40 million to modify that area to be able to accommodate that complex. Of course, you have Interstate 480, Interstate 71, State Route 237 right there as well. So, and of course, let's not forget, there is the RTA Rapid Red Line that, of course, runs to Hopkins. They can easily build off of that and tie in the dome complex. So it is, it has been going in that direction now for a few months. The team has been working behind the scenes, not just with the city of Cleveland, but also obviously the city of Brook Park, more so with Cleveland as far as the existing stadium and potential renovation plans there. But over the last month or so, much of the focus with the city of Cleveland has been on an exit strategy. Of course, the Browns wanting to do this in the proper fashion as to not, really make the city look bad in this whole situation. But also at the same time, they really zeroed in on this dome project, and they are now going to pursue the requisite public funding that they're seeking for the project. And I talked to a couple of folks down in Columbus today about this. And now that this is going to become official, they can now get to the legislative portion of things. And of course, let's not forget the Cincinnati Bengals are in the process of working on a renovation to their current stadium.
Daryl, this is on the heels of yesterday's announcement that they're putting $60 million to make State Route 2 into a boulevard. So in right. some ways, it feels like, you know what, the city wins on this because they get to redevelop the land on the lakefront with so much potential and not have the stadium in the way. You know, who knows what this means for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, for all those things down there. All good news, I think, if you're, you know, trying to develop the lakefront. Because, I mean, let's face it, the counties wanted to do this for a long time, develop that lakefront. And now you take the stadium out of the mix there, so you get a win down there, and then, you know, you get a building that you can use more than 15 times a year in Burke Park, which is, by the way, like you could kick a rock into the Cleveland city limits from there. Because as you told me, like in the yeah. beginning, the land that they're moving on was originally owned by the city of Cleveland, but they did that in a land swap for the IX Center, correct?
Right. Yeah. So, and that's the thing, too. The location, you can't beat the site. You really can't. And then, of course, when you look at the city of Cleveland angle that you bring up, those lakefront projects, the infrastructure projects, the conversion of Route 2 to a boulevard, the land bridge, all those projects are going to move forward anyway, regardless if the Browns were going to stay or are going to go. And now what that really does is they should be able to effectively develop that lakefront. And I've got to be honest with you, Andy, I don't think they need to close Burke Lakefront Airport now, because you now get this swath of land on the shores of Lake Erie that's adjacent to the Great Lakes Science Center and the Rock Hall that you can do anything and everything with now. And I think that, you know, that is something that folks should also understand is, you know, this land, this prime real estate on the lakefront can be better used than just housing a football stadium that can, you know, has limited use throughout the year.
Daryl Ryder, of course, powered by Scheibe Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, joining us on the North Hempstead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. All right, Daryl, so the big question that, of course, comes out of this as well, that I have been texted three times, do we have any idea who's going to pay for this thing?
Well, the Browns have said that they are willing to commit $1.2 billion toward the dome. They want a 50-50 public-private split. They've also committed to cover the cost overruns for that particular project. And that's why there is some urgency here. They want that to open on time in 2029 so that they can lock the construction costs in, because any delays raises that price. Remember what happened in Los Angeles. They had construction delays, and it basically doubled the price of SoFi Stadium. It went from a $2.5 billion project to a $5 billion project. So the Browns, there is a sense of urgency from this organization to get shovels in the ground as quickly as possible so that they can get this thing open on time and open on budget. The Browns also are working on the development that's going to be privately financed. It's going to cost anywhere from $1 to $1.4 billion. So when you talk about that complex, Dan, you're looking at a potential $3.8 billion complex to be built. And then, of course, $40 million in infrastructure. Mind you, the infrastructure in downtown Cleveland is going to cost $450 million just around that lakefront as it is. That's what they've priced out the Lakefront Connector Project, as they have been calling it. So, you know, this is a situation now they've got to, you know, and they have been working behind the scenes with various political leaders at both the state as well as the county and the local level to try and come up with a financing package that not only works for the Browns from a fiscal standpoint, but also too works for you know, the taxpayer and the public contribution. And you know, what has been stressed to me throughout this process is that the Browns are not looking for an additional tax stream to fund this. They hope that the revenues that are generated from the complex can just be poured back into the complex and cover, you know, that public portion, similar to what we see with the Guardians and what the Cavaliers have done at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
All right, so 2028 to start the season, the Browns will be in their new dome with the same name, though.
2029.
Okay.
Huntington, and it'll be Huntington Bank Field. So the name of the existing stadium, Huntington Bank Field, that is going to transfer as part of that 20-year naming rights agreement. That will transfer to the new building.
Good. I don't need to update my merchandise.
And you don't have to get new checks either, so that's good, too.
Yeah, I don't have to get new checks, too.
Daryl, outstanding job covering this. Make sure you go to 923thefan.com. Daryl has been over this, has been on this for for months. And Daryl and I have been talking about this for a long time. 2029, the Browns will have a new home right next to the airport. Daryl, excellent job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.